Talk 1260 KTRC.
Hello and welcome to a special holiday weekend edition of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and joining me today in the broadcast booth is Kathy Roberts, CEO of the highly regarded institution, Santa Fe Trust. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm delighted that you carved some time out. I know the kids are back at your place with, I think you have some relatives and others in town, and they're enjoying all those gifts they got from Santa
yesterday.
We're
really happy about that. I have relatives that came in, and, of course, the flights are a little bit funny, so we had to spend a night in Albuquerque, but I've got three extra kids.
Mm-hmm.
The house is a mess, and they're having a great time because Santa Claus was good to everybody.
Right, and you're taking a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I'm thrilled that you invited me.
Really? Well, we won't let the kids hear that for sure. In a few minutes, Kathy and I will jump into a conversation about getting your own real estate as well as personal trust and estate planning activities in order as we enter the new year. But before we get going with that, I invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to www.atreradio.com. That's www.allthingsrealestateradio.com, and check out these stellar companies. And one of these companies, Anna Valenzuela Incorporated, can provide you with a full range of home cleaning services that can come in quite handy during the season of party giving. So check out Anna's company by going to our website, www.atreradio.com. Also, if you want to send us your own real estate comments and questions today, just drop me an email at rpost@atreradio.com. Again, that's rpost@atreradio.com. And if we have time today, I'll read it on today's program. As always, we have a lot going on with the show today, and I want to kick things off by getting some state of the market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew, and happy holidays. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Ray. You know, as this year comes to a close, I think it's fitting to look back on an active year. I mean, it's been a very, very busy year in the mortgage world.
Mm-hmm.
Last year at this time, the 30-year mortgage was at 5 3/8, which we thought was a pretty amazing rate. But spurred by economic lows both here and abroad, that rate dropped to a historic low in October of this year of 4 1/8. It has since rebounded to about just below 5%, which is still a pretty good rate. But the biggest change, or the biggest news of the year, I think, was what we called RESPA 2010, which changed the way in which we quoted mortgage costs and reported them on the final settlement statement. We were all totally confused at first by these changes brought on by the bureaucrats at the Department of Housing and Urban Development, which was intended to save money for consumers and reduce fraud. The gist of the changes was to nail down the cost of a mortgage, both in rate and in sort of cost, by making the loan officer, me, responsible for all the costs from the beginning to end. The result, besides confusing everybody to the transaction, has been that regulation costs more, and the cost of a mortgage has gone up by some 30%. And the FBI reports that there's more fraud than ever in the mortgage market. The concept behind RESPA 2000 was good and noble, but the execution was flawed. You know, next week I'm going to look forward to 2011, and there are more changes on the way, more regulatory changes on the way, which I don't think are particularly good, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, we will, and one of those things that obviously is being discussed in Congress right now is whether or not they're going to change the mortgage interest deduction, which would have a major impact on people, and perhaps we'll be able to talk about that in your commentary next week. I hope you have a very good rest of the weekend, Andrew, and thank you so much for your commentary and for carving out time on this holiday weekend.
Thanks, Ray. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want to welcome back to the show Kathy Roberts, who is the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, the largest independent trust company in New Mexico. Again, nice to have you as my guest co-host today, Kathy.
Yeah, we're happy to be here. I wanted to take a minute to give you congratulations
Thank
on
you.
The merger with Sotheby's.
Uh-huh.
I just think that's absolutely fabulous.
Well, we do, too. Thank you for mentioning that. And a lot of big changes in store. Fabulous company. I am a Sotheby's International Realty agent back in Washington, D.C., so I know the pedigree of this company. It has global reach, the resources that they're bringing. And one last time, I'm going to mention this on the show, the resources that Santa Fe Realty Partners brought to the table on this. The combination is really fabulous. We as brokers are really excited about it. So thank you for your message.
Yeah. I think rolling in 2011, that'll be a great partnership.
Well, it will be, and we're delighted to have Santa Fe Trust as one of the supporters of all things real estate and sort of going along with us and enjoying it as well. Now, again, I just want to remind the listeners that Santa Fe Trust, with hundreds of clients throughout the U.S., is a privately owned, fully independent trust company that was actually chartered in New Mexico in 1997. The company offers a full range of trust-related services and products. Now, today, Kathy and I are going to offer, or she's going to offer, some thoughts on a variety of trust-related issues that are important to you as we start the new year. And maybe the place to start on this, Kathy, is to define again for the listeners what it is that a trust is and why a trust, generally speaking, might be a valuable tool as part of estate planning for an individual.
Thank you. One of the things that I mentioned before was, you know, having a trust is a way to set aside an asset for another. But today I also brought a quote from Judge William Rhodes Harvey, and he made this quote in 1929. It remains the same today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's titled Trust. It protects the living and serves the dead, befriends the widow and orphans, guides the aged, strengthens the weak, curbs the imprudent, represents the incompetent, advises the hesitant. It goes on to talk about charities and administers to others. It is the way that people organize their estate to give instructions after their demise or at their illness, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a way to really put those terms into a definition and a document
mm-hmm.
that will help guide the benefactor, the beneficiary, and the administrator of the trust so that everyone knows what the intentions were from the person who granted those assets.
Mm-hmm. And just going back to the judge's quote, since I am occasionally imprudent and incompetent, I think I'm going to be listening very closely to what you talk about today because I think it's truly valuable, seriously. Santa Fe Trust has such a pedigree in this city, this county, this state, and around the country. You've done a great job, Kathy, of creating a vehicle for people and across so many different platforms of personal trust-related products that I think today is an excellent show commentary to launch into 2011 for many reasons. And later on in the show, we're going to talk about some changes in the tax law that actually impacts on every single person and how that impacts on the trust-related products that you're offering. But again, first of all, before we get into this, you just came back from Chicago, and you made a statement to me that I found rather interesting, and that is that you, as you were walking around the city and being friends, you bumped into so many folks who actually had second homes here in Santa Fe.
I did. It was amazing. I went to a couple of events, and I went to a couple of award shows, etc. And as I was introduced to folks from a mutual person that we both know who had just been in Santa Fe visiting and picked up some artwork and mm-hmm. those kinds of things, I'd run into a couple of other people who keep a secondary home here.
Right.
And Chicago was beautiful, right? It
yeah.
was gorgeous. The city looks better than it's ever looked.
Yeah.
However, the weather does roll in there, and about now,
yeah.
those folks are on their way back out here. And
oh.
it's absolutely beautiful. I can see the snow on the mountain.
Here, yeah.
And the kids are playing outside in the courtyard.
Well, you know what, and this sort of leads into sort of a global question I have. As a successful businesswoman, someone who runs a well-regarded institution that has national reach, you deal with clients all over the country and their trust-related issues. I want to get your personal perspective on where the economy is today and what you see for 2011 on two levels, one generally, and then how maybe from a real estate standpoint you see it actually panning out in 2011.
Thanks. I tend to be very optimistic, and, of course, I bought a home here within the last year. So real estate for me has always been one of those great investments.
Right.
Also, if it's my personal residence, I have a place to live.
Right.
So having more than one home has been something that I've done since I was about in my early 20s.
Really?
Yeah. And so real estate tends still to be one of those items that I think will weather the storm, particularly here in Santa Fe. I've bought a home a little bit over a year ago. I'm still looking for the next one that's
right
here in Santa Fe.
Okay, well, that's good. That's music to a broker's ears, that's for sure. And that's a very good commentary on the state of real estate here in Santa Fe. And we are somewhat of an anomaly compared to a lot of other parts of the country that has suffered, southern Florida, southern California, and the Phoenix area that have suffered with a lot of downsizing and foreclosures and the like in real estate. So Santa Fe is on the upside.
And the values here tend not to roller coaster as much.
That's exactly correct.
It's a destination for many.
Right.
So if you are not here 100% of your time, the other thing you can do is rent your home to others who are making this a destination.
And I think for, if you're a young lady, but for us like me, us aging baby boomers.
Thank you. I love you.
Well, but I'm, what I'm thinking is that this is actually in the census data that's now coming out after the census that was done this past year is showing that the Southwest is, in fact, a major destination. A lot of major metropolitan areas in the East and the North are losing people. They're coming to places like Santa Fe. This you must see as a trend as well, even in the trust business, correct?
It is a trend. People like to come to visit us here. Even if they're our client and they live on the East Coast, they like to come visit here. They like to look for property while they're here.
Right.
So more and more you're seeing folks who either are deciding early retirement or deciding before retirement to come to places like Santa Fe and buy a property so that when they have more leisure time, that property is already secured.
Yeah, excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on all things real estate on this holiday weekend. I have Kathy Roberts, who is the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, a highly regarded institution here in Santa Fe, as my in-studio guest. Kathy and I are going to continue to talk about all things real estate as well as get into some of the meat and potatoes of trust-related issues. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Hi, I'm Patty Duke. Like millions of other baby boomers, I like spending my free time with my grandchildren, just relaxing with a good book, traveling, and I love the convenience of doing things online. Social Security has made applying for retirement benefits online easier than ever before. So when you decide to retire, apply online for Social Security benefits at www.socialsecurity.gov. It's so easy.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and we're delighted to have you joining us on this holiday weekend. I have Kathy Roberts, who is the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, as my in-studio guest today. Before I go back into my conversation with Kathy, I want you to know that there are a lot of noble causes out there that are worth supporting, in particular in this time of the year. But one of them is DollarsForSchools.org, administered in partnership with the Santa Fe Community Foundation. The goal of DollarsForSchools.org is to raise money to benefit specific classrooms and projects in the Santa Fe Public Schools at a time when funds have been cut for programs such as the arts, athletics, field trips, and extracurricular activities, and it's hoped that support can be offered by the generosity of individuals and small businesses for these and many other public school programs. A fully tax-deductible donation of as little as $25 can help improve the lives of many children and push Santa Fe schools to higher national rankings. Sotheby's International Realty is a strong supporter of this very worthy program, and we hope that you can find it in your heart to also help out those kids that are the future of our town and nation. So check out dollarsforschools.org. Again, that's dollars for, and you use the number for, dollarsforschools.org. And bring a little cheer this holiday season to a cause that really needs your help. Again, back to my conversation with Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Kathy, I want to actually give you a chance to talk about something that just happened, rather significant to your organization. You actually have now become a new member of the New Business Council, which is a arm, I suppose, I can characterize it that way, of the Museum of New Mexico Foundation. What's that all about?
You know, the New Mexico Museum Foundation is something that is very vital and important here in Santa Fe. And when you think of Santa Fe and the museums here, you kind of think of, you know, the jewel in the crown kind
right.
Of course. Positioning. And in order for the maintenance of all of those historical values, the art values, all of those things, the foundation is a key to that. And so membership there for our business is vitally important. We've provided a membership to each of our employees they'll be receiving so they can walk through those doors at any time.
That's great.
And then for people who live here in New Mexico, there's an opportunity, and you were just talking about education, to
right.
go through, if you're a resident, every Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's one of those other things to preserve a long history of just innovation, of artists, of historical value that a lot of people all over the world take advantage of.
Right, and I should commend the museum itself. It's an incredible facility.
Absolutely.
And I've actually had a chance to be in there a couple of times, so I encourage everyone to go by. But that's great news for Santa Fe Trust becoming a member of the New Business Council of the Museum Foundation. I guess maybe as a way of sort of morphing into what we're talking about today, and that is how trust can be valuable to you. And to help further define it, I did receive an email. Hi, Ray. Can Kathy talk about some of the fundamentals about what someone needs as a starting point to use a trust to their advantage? That's from Susan. Thank you for the email, Susan. Please listen closely.
Thanks, Susan. I think that's a great question. What you want to do is gather up all of the data to talk to an estate planning attorney that will help you make the decisions about which trust vehicle you may want to use. Lots of folks use more than one trust vehicle. There are Totten Trusts, which are very small, that are just to move a bank account to someone else. Mm-hmm. Then there are the personal trusts that can list a lot of the various assets that you have, including a property, perhaps. My siblings and I, there's six of us, are in the midst of looking at a trust to put our family property in. None mm-hmm. of us happen to live in it,
mm-hmm.
but we're the third family to live in that house, built in 1895. Everybody knows we lived there for 65 years.
Right.
Now that our parents are gone, we have been asked by our attorney to supply all the grandchildren names, exactly what we want to do with that property.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot to gather up.
Now, in that particular instance, and that relates to something that you're doing personally, what is the advantage to you, or what would be the advantage to someone by putting their property in a trust?
Great question. The advantage specifically to me,
mm-hmm.
When you look at that, is, does one of us want to have it in our own personal names while we're maybe using it as a residence for an elderly relative, or we're renting it? Probably not. We want to remove that liability and put it into a different insurance product, put it into a trust name where the trust becomes the vehicle that holds that
and
property.
And so by doing that, there's clear tax advantages?
Absolutely.
Are there financial advantages, too, as a result of the tax advantages?
There are, particularly because there's six of us,
right.
and each one of us has a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
So in those cases, as we've talked about before, sometimes it keeps the squabbling down, not just the executor or the executrix. is going to be the person shepherding this property for the next several years. However, that might have been the original intention. Now it's clear definition for all six of us how that's going to be handled.
Mm-hmm.
I think that defining the trust for what you want it to do, whether it's a charitable event or if it's for family members or whatever it is, you've got to come up with that first before you go visit the professional. But expect to be asked a lot of questions. Sometimes people are saying, well, why do you need to know everything? Well,
right.
In order to give you the best advantages, whether they're tax related or related to keeping up the property or other things of that sort or the other assets that you're delivering, your professional is going to want to know all that information.
So from Susan's question, the email question about where do you start, where's the starting point on using a trust to my advantage, for Susan, what should she actually do before she comes and sits down and talks to one of Kathy Roberts' people who works at Santa Fe Trust?
One of the things that you might do is, you know, call us and we'll supply you, if you don't already have, an estate planning attorney who can help you walk through all of those things and then suggest to you which type of trust document might be the best for you.
Right.
And as you design those, we will then, free of charge, take a look at those trust documents and help you on how they can be administered.
Mm.
And with those two things, you're on your way.
I got it.
After that, we take a look at your tax CPA. If you have a CPA that you're already using, we'll partner with them.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, we have a service that we can use for the taxes on that.
All under one tent. Well, I'll tell you what, Kathy, that's excellent information for Susan. Susan, again, thank you for your email. You know, Kathy, earlier today I had the opportunity to speak with Robin Schritter of insurance provider Hub International. Let's take a listen to what she had to share with me. Given that we're about to launch into a new year, let's take a few minutes to get some useful insurance suggestions from Robin Schritter, Regional Vice President at Hub International. Welcome to the show, Robin.
Hi, Ray. Great to be here. You know, Ray, usually your health insurance is reviewed in November or December through annual enrollment or benefits updates. So it's always a great time to review your other insurance.
Okay, Robin, but what are some of the policies and issues people should be considering when they review them?
Well, Ray, when it comes to your life insurance, you may want to ask whether your designated beneficiary is current and accurate. Also, if your children are grown up, maybe they need to be listed individually. Another area is the status of your living trust. Specifically, are your volunteer or nonprofit organizations you listed still the most current organizations in your life? Also, when it comes to your umbrella or personal liability limits, you should make sure that your coverage amount protects your current assets.
Okay, Robin, but from a real estate standpoint, any suggestions for the listeners?
Well, Ray, you and I have talked about this before, the importance of doing a home inventory. It's something we all know we should do, but often it's one of the last things we get around to doing. So the beginning of a new year is a good time to make sure all of your records are up to date. Home inventories are especially important with the popularity of flat-screen TVs, iPhones, iPads, video games, and all the other expensive electronic equipment that you may have in your home. Since the process can be time-consuming and difficult, the Insurance Institute has created a tool to make this a lot easier. The tool is called Know Your Stuff, and the information can be found on a website at www.knowyourstuff.org. Using this system, customers can enter items by rooms in their house and upload photos or scan receipts. Items can then be sorted by price, date of purchase, type, or location. Customers even have the option of creating their own categories.
Terrific tips, Robin, for starting the new year off right. And if you have your own insurance questions, you can contact Robin Schritter and all of her colleagues by going to our website, www.atreradio.com. That's www.atreradio.com. And then go right to the Hub International logo. I now want to welcome. Okay, back here live in the studio. Again, today I have Kathy Roberts, who is the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, as my in-studio guest. And we are enjoying a little bit of the last moments, I guess, of the holiday weekend, and as we get ready for the first of the year, and she's sharing a lot of good commentary with us about how you can get your trust-related issues together for 2011. So I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we will continue our conversation about all things trust-related. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out.
At 4:15 p.m. at an office in Michigan, Angie Hicks is not at her desk. She's giving blood at the company blood drive.
At the same time, in the same office, Kevin Meehan is not at his desk. He's at the doctor. Kevin has cancer and needs another round of chemo.
Kevin will need blood to fight his cancer.
Angie's blood will help him win.
When you give blood to the American Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org to schedule your appointment to give blood.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com. And I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Multiple sclerosis stops people from moving. We exist to make sure it doesn't. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.
Being a pet is risky business. That's why every pet can benefit from a risk assessment and wellness exam twice a year. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
All right, Tom. Take down this number.
Sorry, I can't. I'm driving. Can you call back and leave it on my voicemail?
When driving, make safety your most important call. This message brought to you by the wireless industry and this radio station.
Hi, I'm Randy Jackson.
When I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I also learned about its serious connection with cardiovascular disease. To hear my story and learn more, visit IKnowDiabetes.org.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Well, welcome back to All Things Real Estate, along with Dino. I think that was Dean Martin singing that lovely classic song that sort of puts us here in the holiday mood on this holiday weekend. I have Kathy Roberts, who is the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, in the studio with me today. And before we get back into our conversation, I want to tell you about my very good friends at Canyon Ridge Community, which is located in Chama, New Mexico, situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains. Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites, ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch site offers outdoor enthusiasts access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And for those with equestrian interests, there could not be a better place. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to their website, which is www.discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's discovercanyonridge.com. And then discover yourself why New Mexico has the most exciting ranch and home community right up there in Chama, New Mexico. I now want to welcome well-known interior designer Annie O'Carroll to the show. Happy holidays, Annie. How are you?
Great, Ray. How are you doing?
Are you enjoying the weekend?
Love it. Yeah.
Well, you know, Annie is a professional interior designer, and today she's going to be offering her thoughts for all of you out there when it comes to 2011 interior design issues, and you've got your dog accompanying you. That's very good. Thank you. Go ahead, Annie.
Well, you know, it's kind of a little bit along the same lines of some of the things you're talking about today. And, you know, what I was thinking about was a common thread that showed up for me throughout the year, and that was investment versus expense, and how to use interior design as an investment. And I think it's the same thing with the trust. With setting up a trust, you start to think about that. I think it's very much a consciousness that people have, certainly in 2010, and I think in going into 2011, and what is an investment with interior design, what value do interiors provide. And I think that there is a tremendous value, and I think that interior design is an investment. We focus on an end result to a project. We're also very aware and conscious of a budget. Once a budget is set and we're very involved in setting that budget, the question is, how do we get the greatest impact for our time and our dollar?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that people realize that interior designers are very conscious of that, especially now. And I do see that as sort of a theme going into 2011.
Right. You almost have to be that way in order to react to the reality of your own clients, right?
Yes, I think so. And, you know, just looking at, like, certain items like rugs, you know, do I want to invest in an antique rug that I can pass down? Do I want to look at a sizable rug that maybe has a five-year lifespan?
Mm-hmm.
Original art versus maybe framing some personal photography. I think there's always that question of where will I get my money out of? Is it better to put it in a kitchen or in a closet or in a bathroom or,
right,
you know, versus furniture or window coverings? Is that a better place to put money and really spending the money on that and less money somewhere else? So
mm-hmm.
that's my commentary. It's really about this balance and harmony and looking at design as an investment.
Wow. Excellent. You hit that one out of the park, and Kathy Roberts is smiling because I know that you two are on the same page, even though you didn't talk to each other and you wanted to communicate the same kind of message to the listeners today. Annie, thank you for all of those useful suggestions. And if you want to contact Annie for your own interior design needs, again, go to our website, www.atreradio.com, and then go right to the Annie O'Carroll logo. Annie, thanks so much for carving out time on the holiday weekend for us. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay?
Thank you, Ray, and Happy New Year.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was good, wasn't it?
That was
Kathy?
Good, and, you know, people are spending a lot more time in their homes.
Yes.
So, you know, design as an investment makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. You know? Well, and a nice segue for you, because now let's talk, again, going back to, and again, this is Kathy Roberts, who is the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, who is my in-studio guest today, my guest co-host. Let's talk a little bit about the relevance of trust, but in the context of something that just very recently happened, and that is that Congress passed legislation, which the president signed into law, the new Tax Relief Act, you gave me the title of this, the Tax Relief Unemployment Insurance Reauthorization and Job Creation Act of 2010. I worked on Capitol Hill, so I know how long these titles can be. And there are people that are hired just to make up these titles.
To make sure they're that long.
Yeah, exactly, so they can get their check at the end of the month. No, I'm just kidding. I'd say that very, very affectionately. But anyway, from the standpoint of this new tax law, which is impacting all of us, from your vantage point as someone who deals with trust, what's the impact of it?
The impact is very large for someone who deals with trust. One of the things that I think everyone has read is it does continue the previous income tax breaks for everybody,
mm-hmm.
and that's regardless of their wealth.
Right.
But I think one of the other things that you want to do in listening to Hub and everybody is this is the time that we're all making those lists.
Right.
And I'm a January birthday, and I have this list that I continually am revamping. It's the time to look again at your trust, because this change does not simply carry forward the estate tax rules that were adopted a decade ago. There are a number of details that you want to watch out for. And one is how old or when your trust was written. So if your trust was written and you're married in particular, if that trust was written maybe a decade or so ago, we suggest that you take another look at it. There are some implications that if you leave that document in an A, B, or two type of trust, mm-hmm. that could cost you more tax dollars. This could be a greater advantage for you.
Now, you raise a good point. Let's pause for a moment there on that particular one. If someone's waited a decade to look at their trust document, aren't they actually playing with fire by doing
that? They are playing by fire. You know, it's just like what Robin was saying. This is the time of year to look at all those things. There could be incidents that have happened or events that you wrote into that document mm-hmm. that are no longer relevant. There could be locations that are gone. There could be a change of beneficiaries, mm-hmm. all of those things. So, but in particular, looking at all these tax changes, mm-hmm. if you haven't done it, you know, it's time to take a look at potentially rewriting that trust if it was written into the AB document.
Now, here I have a practical question. That person who hasn't looked at their trust in 10 years and maybe they made a big mistake and they didn't use Santa Fe Trust to get the trust out of there.
Here's an opportunity to write us in.
I'm doing this and in a gratuitous fashion, but let's assume that it has been a decade or even just 5 years since they looked at the document. Even if someone else wrote the original trust document for them, they can take the whole shebang and bring it to Santa Fe Trust if they want to, correct?
They can bring it to us as a what we call a person who would look at it from a standpoint of a living trust if the person is still here.
Mm-hmm.
If they've left it with someone to shepherd and hold on to, and we become a successor trustee, that's another rationale to move it to.
Is that different than an executor?
It is, because a successor trustee will then own the trust
mm-hmm.
and administer the trust going out.
And what's the advantages to you by having that kind of trust document or trust relationship?
Having that kind of relationship does a couple of things for the grantor. It puts it in the hands of a organization versus an individual, which is sometimes a little tougher if it's a friend or a family member.
Mm-hmm.
Organizations generally continue on. And if the individual that you gave it to be the trustee
right.
gets ill or incapacitated, then you have all those issues to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 6 great trust officers to deal with that document, take a look at it, make sure that the advice that was given is sound and can be carried forward,
mm-hmm.
where an individual may have a tougher time with that or have to go out and even use more resources to make sure those wishes are carried forward.
I see. Well, and to give a little more gratuitous plug here again, remember to go to www.atreradio.com, and right there prominently featured on the page is the big Santa Fe Trust logo. Click on that, and you can go right to Kathy Roberts and her colleagues to get your own trust advice. You know, Gino Thompson, my producer, earlier this week, I had the opportunity to actually speak to my good friend, who actually Kathy Roberts knows as well, Joe Martinez of Fast Signs. Joe shared some very good end-of-the-year thoughts with me, so let's take a listen to what his commentary is. I now want to welcome Joe Martinez, the owner of Fast Signs, the sign and graphic solutions company, to the show. Happy holidays, Joe.
Merry Christmas, Ray. I'm going to be politically incorrect and use that word.
Oh, well, that's okay. There are plenty of people out there that are celebrating Christmas and lots of other religious holidays. But I know you have a bunch of loyal customers, Joe, and as they start planning their 2011 business activities, do you have any suggestions for them about how signage can be a valuable tool to generate new customers?
Yeah, Ray, put out a sign in your front lawn that says you'll pay well for people to dig you out of the snow.
Okay, well, that's a good way of doing it.
I think I traded, you know, I'm from Florida. I think I traded in my lawnmower for a snow shovel, Ray.
Oh, boy. Well,
anyway.
And, well, that's, I guess, as a general rule, though, you're discovering that people are discovering what signage can bring to their business, their small business. And in a town like Santa Fe where presence is so critical. I guess it is everywhere that's important, but in Santa Fe in particular, it's critical. I know from your own experience that signage can really make the difference for a business owner, can it?
Yeah, and Ray, I'm going to take you off on another tangent here.
Okay.
But even more important than signage, I think of what sets us apart from other people, or what sets really good businesses apart from other people, and that is for the year coming, look for people that give you good customer service, give you good value, not the cheapest, not the most expensive, but people that you know you're getting the most for your money.
Yeah. And in fact, you've commented on that on previous shows, and actually have written a couple of articles for our newsletter about good customer service. And you do that every single day in your own business, don't you?
Yes, I do, Ray. And what I mean by that is it's not just, you know, greeting people with a smile and telling them to have a nice day. But, you know, take, for instance, if you hire a painter to do your house, you're not going to hire a painter that tells you what color he's going to paint the thing, you know?
Right.
You want somebody that's going to sit down with you and have some patience with you. And when we do that, sometimes it's a little frustrating, but at the end, people really appreciate it and they let you know. And that's what I want people to do, is to just, no matter what you're buying, do it with people that care about you.
Well, absolutely great counsel, Joe. And if you want to contact Joe Martinez for your own sign and graphics needs, simply go to www.atreradio.com and then click on the Fast Signs logo. Joe, any last thoughts for the listeners about what they ought to, well, I guess your well wishes for them for 2011?
Yeah, I hope that everybody, doesn't drink and drive.
Okay.
And spends quality time, and I mean that sincerely, with people they love.
Mm-hmm.
And make contact with people that they may have not spoken to for a while.
Wow. Well, great suggestions, very thoughtful as well, and a nice holiday greeting from Joe Martinez, the owner of Fast Signs, the sign and graphic solutions company. Joe, enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. I will talk to you in the new year, okay?
Always a pleasure, Ray.
All right, talk to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Back here in the studio on All Things Real Estate, today we are enjoying the holidays with Kathy Roberts, who is the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, the well-regarded institution here. And we're talking about a variety of trust-related issues, real estate-related issues, but we're just sort of relaxing and having a good time. And Kathy, thank you. You brought me a little box of goodies from, was that from David? And
Harry and David.
Harry and David.
Moose Munch.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't wait to get home and open up that box. Anyway, thanks so much. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to actually go into our famous Open House of the Week segment with one of my colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
First, there was the Lost Generation. Then came the Greatest Generation. Followed by the Silent Generation. The Me Generation. And Generation X. Now comes the overscheduled, overprotected, hyper-parented generation. Three out of four of whom are riding in car seats that aren't being used correctly. The latch system is in most cars and makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Just clip it to the anchors, attach the top tether, and pull the straps tight. To find out more, visit safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. It's the next generation of child safety for the next generation. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ag Council.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty. We're here on a holiday weekend enjoying all sorts of nice music that Gino Thompson, my producer, has queued up. Thank you, Gino. Great job. Kathy Roberts, CEO of Santa Fe Trust, is my in-studio guest today. We've been talking about a variety of trust-related issues, and I'm going to come back to Kathy to sort of wrap up the show in a minute, but before we do that, I want to take a moment to tell you about Westgate Properties, LLC. the multi-tenant commercial property and homeowner association management company. Westgate Properties is actually hosting a major homeowner association seminar, which we've talked about over the last few weeks, which is open to the public, and it's going to be staged on Sunday, January 23rd at the Hotel Santa Fe, which will be great because Tom Simon, the owner of Westgate Properties, has asked us to do a remote broadcast of all things real estate from this seminar, and he's actually assembled a team of professionals to discuss every aspect of homeowner associations. So mark your calendar Sunday, January 23rd, and listen for additional information over the coming weeks. But you can also call Tom Simon at Westgate Properties for more information at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. Also, too, I want to remind you that the law firm Shore, Yost & Patterson has roots going back more than 50 years. The current firm was established in 1993 as a general civil law practice, staffed by attorneys with broad experience in real estate and commercial transactions. They do a variety of things, including litigation, estate planning, business planning, formation, banking, tax law. Kathy Roberts is not here, she probably does business with them.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, indeed. Shore, Yost & Patterson maintains the highest rating of quality for law firms, which is an AV rating by Martindale Hubbell, the rating service. The firm's attorneys are also featured in the Bar Register of Preeminent Lawyers, as well as the Best Lawyers in America, a peer-reviewed rating service. Shore, Yost & Patterson can be found on the Internet at SantaFeLawyers.com, or they can be reached by phone at 505-989-7500. I want to shift gears and now introduce my very good friend, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, the very well-regarded Johnny Gillespie, who is carving out time on this weekend. You are one of the hardest-working brokers I know because you're doing an open house today on this holiday weekend. Welcome to the show, Johnny. How are you?
I am great, Ray. You are too good to me. Thank you very much.
Well, listen, it's well-deserved. You are very well-respected in this community. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing and where you're going to be today, okay?
Ray, I am at 5 Silver Mesa Circle in Las Campanas and inviting everyone in your listening audience to please come by and visit. I will be here from 1 to 3. I am hosting a fabulous 3,800-square-foot home that is new to the market at $1,715,000. It is completely furnished, and the price includes an equity social membership valued at $22,000. I would also like to share that this home has been seen by many in 2009 Parade of Homes. It was originally priced at $2,450,000. It has elegant high-end finishes and very traditional design appointments, The home has never been lived in, and it is an unprecedented opportunity for any discriminating buyer.
Well, it sounds like a fabulous place, but let's tell the listeners a little bit about Silver Mesa. I'm not sure everybody's familiar with it. Go ahead.
Silver Mesa is a premier development inside of Las Campanas. It is comprised of only 12 lots. It's located just inside the main clubhouse drive gate. It's within walking distance to the spa as well as the Hacienda clubhouse. And of the 12 lots, this particular home is purchased on a very choice 2-acre home site at the end of a private cul-de-sac, offers absolutely knockout views of the 12th fairway and lake of the Sunrise Golf Course, as well as the Hamas Mountains, and offers over 1,000 square feet of covered entertaining portal, perfect for sunsets and extended outdoor living.
Oh, that sounds like a terrific property. What about the house itself? There must be just all sorts of amenities. Talk a little bit about those, Johnny.
Well, as I said, it's purchased on a very choice home site, and you go down a long driveway, and then it opens up with full view. The home is accessed through a charming entry courtyard with fountain and stairs that lead to a roof deck with magnificent 360-degree views. The home itself features an expansive great room with a wet bar and grand fireplace, a large dining area that can comfortably seat 8, gourmet kitchen includes granite countertops, a large custom copper top, center working island, very high-end appliance package, a luxurious master suite, ideally located for privacy and views, separate two-bedroom, two-bath guest wing is accessed by a charming, cozy family room. Features are traditional handcrafted custom millwork, expansive vigas, hand-piled plaster walls, premium wood floors, just to name a few.
Wow. Again, it sounds like a fabulous property. And again, you're going to be there from 1 to 3 today. That's 5 Silver Mesa Circle. I guess the only thing people need to know is how do they get there?
Very easy to find. Just take 599 to Camino La Tierra exit. Follow the signs, the road signs, to Las Campanas Clubhouse. Turn right on Las Campanas Drive and simply tell the security guards that you would like to see the open house at Silver Mesa. We are just inside the gate. Sotheby's blue signs will take you right to our front door, and definitely hope to see you there.
Wow, great job, Johnny. Thanks so much again for being on the show today, and thank you for holding this open house at what is a spectacular property. Again, that's Johnny Gillespie, and you can actually reach Johnny at her cell phone number, which is 605-690-1909. Again, go by and take a look at this property, 5 Silver Mesa Circle. Johnny will be there from 1 to 3. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and good luck, okay?
Right. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the program.
You bet. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. Back to my in-studio guest, again, my guest co-host, Kathy Roberts, who is the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. We've been talking about a variety of trust-related issues, but you had one more piece of information about the recent tax changes. What is that?
That is that if, unfortunately, a loved one died during 2010, the heirs get to choose which tax treatment to adopt. And the original tax treatment in place was no tax, but for an unmarried descendant, there was a cap of $1.3 million. So this new $5 million exemption might be to their advantage. It all sounds very complicated, but
yes.
In this case, there is an additional benefit. You get to September of next year to decide which option to take. But I think that's an important one if you lost a loved one that left an estate this year.
And again, another reason to get a hold of Kathy Roberts and her colleagues at Santa Fe Trust, because there are a lot of implications with the new law that's been passed by Congress, signed into law by President Obama, that could impact on your situation, or if you have a trust, or create opportunities for you. If you don't have a trust, the best place to go is to talk to Kathy, right at the beginning of the year, so you can get all your documents together. We've got about 2 minutes left here on the show, Kathy, and in that period of time, why don't you give your summary of trust-related issues that people ought to be thinking about in 2011?
I think everybody ought to think about their entire plan. Again, review it. That's been a theory of review and everything we've talked about today.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, on these tax changes, there's really only 2 years of certainty in them. So dependent on your circumstances, everybody is different. But every year about this time, you ought to be reviewing all those documents.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fail to plan, you know, things don't come together really well. I think you ought to think about the people in the organizations, whether they're charitable or in your family, and think about all the beneficiaries and all the events that might affect your current plan.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've done that, it's time to talk to your estate planning team, and I hope it includes Santa Fe Trust.
Well, excellent summary. And again, I want to encourage everyone to check out Santa Fe Trust. The best way of doing it relative to the radio show today is to go to our website, www.atreradio.com, and right there on our main homepage is the big Santa Fe Trust logo. You click on that, it'll take you right to Kathy Roberts and her excellent team of professionals. Kathy, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, I want to thank you for being on the show today, for offering some useful commentary. It always goes too quickly, doesn't it?
Thank you very much, and I want to wish everybody a happy holiday season.
Well, that's very good. Thank you for being with us. Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Debbie, Melissa, and Phil at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for making the show a hit, and thanks for all you've done this past year, Gino. In particular, you've been a fabulous producer. I really appreciate all your efforts. Thank you for tuning into the program today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so call me at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you all the best in the holiday season, and I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Light blue, I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Bee.